USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. More storms are coming to the southeast today, now 2 days after a deadly tornado ripped through the small town of Cole, Oklahoma, killing at least 3 people. NBC correspondent Katie Beck is there.
This community is sifting through the rubble and trying to put the pieces back together, trying to get the power back on, trying to find permanent housing for those who have lost their homes. We have heard some incredible stories of survival, people that just narrowly got to safety minutes before this tornado touched down, and this community is now in a state of sort of rebuild.
The storm system is heading to the mid-Atlantic today, bringing strong rain and hail, but not a big tornado threat. A different system will bring winter weather to North Dakota and Minnesota today, maybe as much as 10 inches of snow. Everyone on all sides of the abortion issue is waiting for the Supreme Court to announce its ruling on the abortion pill mifepristone, the High Court's temporary stay of a lower court ruling that voided the FDA's approval of the drug, expires today. The man accused of shooting a 6-year-old girl and her father after a basketball ball rolled onto his yard is now in custody. 24-year-old Robert Singletary surrendered to authorities near Tampa after Tuesday's shooting at his home in suburban Charlotte. Whole Foods is telling its corporate staff that cuts are coming. The grocery chain plans to lay off several hundred employees as it reorganizes. Employees got the word in a memo yesterday. Just a few months ago, Tesla lowered prices on 2 of its models, and now it's raising prices on the Model S and Model X by more than 2.5%. This after Tesla's stock fell thanks to a subpar profit report. Just a couple of weeks into it, Twitter's dropping the phrase government-funded from the profiles of some news outlets. NPR and CBC stop using Twitter to protest the label. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
He's teased us for many weeks, but it looks like next week is when President Biden will officially announce he's running for re-election.
Aides for the president have said the announcement could come as early as next week, with Tuesday being a likely date due to it being the 4-year anniversary of his 2020 announcement. Biden has always made it clear he plans to run for a second term, but has never given an official announcement. The oldest serving president in U.S. history, Biden would be 82 years old if he ran again and won. I'm Skip Kelly.
A new survey of Democrats shows only about half think that Biden should run again, but a large majority say they'd probably vote for him. The AP survey shows 47% saying they want Biden to run. That's up from 37% in January. On the Republican side, still unannounced candidate Ron DeSantis continues to tour early primary and caucus states. Earlier this week, he met with Texas Senator John Cornyn, who speaks highly of the Florida governor.
I am interested in seeing that the best candidates run. Mr. DeSantis is certainly in that category.
Cornyn is not endorsing anyone at this point, but is impressed with DeSantis's undefeated record as an elected official.
No matter what your philosophy or policies are, it's pretty much immaterial if you can't actually enact them because you haven't won the election.
Also today, a new Wall Street Journal poll of likely Republican voters shows former President Trump leading with 51% support. DeSantis is next at 38%. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.